So, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to this program of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today we are going to give you some powerful secret knowledge.
Сегодня мы окунемся в секретное, могущественное знание.
Try to hear it very carefully.
Пожалуйста, постарайтесь слушать очень внимательно.
Because if you can take advantage of this powerful secret knowledge,
потому что если вы получите, воспримите и получите благо от этого могущественного знания,
you will achieve an amazing success beyond your wildest dreams.
Вы достигнете невообразимого успеха, даже который находится за пределами ваших мечтаний.
Today we are speaking from Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Сегодня мы будем читать из Бхагавад Гиты.
Chapter number 7.
Глава 7.
Text number 7.
Текст 7.
To invoke auspiciousness, we will first recite the following mantra. You can join in with us.
Для того, чтобы привлечь благоприятность, мы произнесем сначала санскрит, этот стих, но вы можете присоединиться и повторить вместе с нами.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
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 Matapara taram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvam midam protam sutrimani gana eva. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. There is a common controversy over whether the Supreme Absolute Truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Absolute Truth is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And this is confirmed in every step. In this verse in particular, it is stressed that the Absolute Truth is a person. That the personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. That is, the Supreme Absolute Truth personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic version given in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.10, Tato yad uttarataram tad arupam anamayam yadeta vidur amritaste bhavanti yateyatare dukam evapiyanti. In the material world, Brahma, the primeval living entity within the universe, is understood to be the supreme amongst the demigods, human beings, and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence, who has no material form and is free from all material contamination. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental, but those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word avrupam. But this avrupam is not impersonal. It indicates the transcendental form, eternity, knowledge, and bliss, as described in the Brahma Samhita, quoted above. Other verses in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3:8 through 9 substantiate this as follows. Vedaham metam purusham mahantam adityavarnam tamasa parastat tameva vidvan nati mityumeti nanyapanta vidyate yanaya. Yasmat param na paramasti kinchit, yasman naniyo na jayosta kinchit. Vriksha ivastam do divitascha ekastane degnam purnam purushena sarvam. I know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to material conceptions of darkness. Only he who knows him can transcend the bonds of birth and death. There is no way for liberation other than this knowledge of that Supreme Person. There is no truth superior to that Supreme Person because he is the supermost. He is smaller than the smallest and he is greater than the greatest. He is situated as a silent tree and he illumines the transcendental sky. And as a tree spreads its roots, he spreads his extensive energies. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual.
Перевод и комментарий о божественной спорте Веданты Сами Шри Прабхупады.
Ом Агьяна Тимарандаша Нананжана Шалакая Шакшур Унмилитам Йена Тасмай Шри Гурве Нама Шри Чайтанья Мановиштам Стапитам Йена Бутале Svayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, there is one thing that everyone is looking for. What is that thing? Everyone is looking for happiness, isn't it? Everyone wants to be happy. But what is the problem?
The
problem is practically no one is truly happy in this world. Who wants to get old? Who is happy to get old? To have their eyes go bad, their ears go bad, their heart go bad, their lungs go bad. Who would like to get old?
Замечаем, что наши уши и глаза работают плохо, сердце работает плохо. Кто хочет всего этого?
But yet you were forced by the laws of nature to get old.
Но так или иначе, мы просто под влиянием законов природы, мы вынуждены просто стареть.
That is an unhappy situation.
И эта ситуация, она довольно-таки несчастная, несчастлива.
You may say, but I have no control over that. Why should I even think like that?
Я могу сказать, что я не контролирую.
I just have to take it. What can I do? Until science can figure out a way to keep me young, I just have to accept it that I'm going to get old. Actually, one scientist has actually promised. He said, take your vitamins, take good care of yourself. Because very soon science will find a way to make you immortal. But we have a saying, it goes like this. Trust no future, however pleasant. If you were a car dealer, if you were selling automobiles, and someone came to you to buy a car, and they gave you a post-dated check, which is, you know, for the following day, and they said, this check will be good, don't worry. Tomorrow you can cash it. Give me the car today. And tomorrow you can go to the bank and cash the check. Would you give him the car? You see? So the scientists, they want to give us this post-dated check. That in the future we will give you our mortality. And for the time being, you should give us big, big, fatty salaries. Big, big paycheck. For our promise that in the future we will give you immortality. So the fact is, they will never be able to make you immortal in this material body. This body is destined by the laws of nature to get sick, to get old, and to die. So are we hopelessly stuck in an unhappy situation? Is that logical? We have a natural tendency to be happy. So do you think God would be so cruel to put us in a position where we're forced to be unhappy? Would that be a loving God who would force us to suffer? No way. God is all loving. He's all good. He wants the best for us. He wants us to enjoy life like anything at every minute. So what's going wrong? Why are we not doing that? Why are we not tasting that? Well, the simple fact of the matter is this. We're not tuned in. We're off the channel. It's like you're talking to somebody on your mobile phone. You're having a great conversation. And then you drop the signal. Your conversation was ruined. So we've lost that contact with God. And therefore we're in a difficult situation right now. What are we doing? Why do I say it's problematic? We're identifying ourselves to be this lump of matter. You were thinking that you're an Estonian. You're thinking that you're male. You're thinking that you're female. That's an illusion. You're actually an eternal spiritual being. In quality, one with God. God is eternal. You're eternal. God is full of bliss. You are full of bliss. God is full of knowledge. And you are full of knowledge. So the question is this then. Why are you cheating yourself? You are the inheritor of the greatest fortune. Why are you living in a suffering condition in this material existence? It is simply due to one thing. And one thing only. Do you know what it is? Ignorance. So how do you get out of ignorance? You have to approach someone who is full of knowledge. This is why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that you should approach the spiritual master. You should inquire from him submissively. You should render service unto him. Krishna says that such persons can impart knowledge unto you. Because they have seen the truth. Krishna's words are absolutely a fact. I know this from my own personal experience. I was suffering like anything in the darkness of ignorance. I was so miserable. It was horrible. But by hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, by his mercy, I became enlightened with transcendental knowledge. And he instructed me, and now you must give this knowledge to everyone that you meet. So that they can also become relieved from their suffering condition. Therefore, I have come to Estonia. Because I've heard that you are suffering here. Is it a fact? You're suffering? Yeah. Yes, I've come here to relieve you from your suffering. So that you can taste unlimited nectar at every minute. Just imagine if you lived your entire life in poverty. Every time you had a bill, you had to struggle to pay it somehow or other. You're in debt. You owed money. You were very much in debt. Every time your landlord was constantly threatening to evict you from your apartment. The power company was always cutting off your electricity and your water because you hadn't paid your bills. Your refrigerator was empty because you didn't have any money and you had to go eat at your friend's house just to survive. And this way you struggled through your whole life. And then one day your uncle came. And he said, why are you living in this poverty? Don't you realize you inherited a fortune worth 10 trillion euros? It's buried in your backyard. All you have to do is dig it up. And you will be the wealthiest man in the entire universe. How silly it was that you suffered. Your uncle knew this all along. But because you were angry at him, you never wanted to talk to him. But finally, one day he convinced you to let him in the door so he could tell you you're the wealthiest man in the world.
Но однажды все-таки он уговорит вас, то, что вы впустите его через дверь, и убедитесь в том, что вы станете очень
богатым. That is your position.
И это ваше положение.
You're actually the wealthiest person in the entire universe.
Каждый из вас является самой богатой личностью во всем творении.
Buried within your heart, you have a fortune more valuable than 10 trillion euros.
Даже прямо в своем сердце и сейчас прямо вы имеете удачу гораздо больше, чем миллион евро.
So I'm like the uncle. I've come here to tell you how to, now. Why are you suffering? Just dig up the good fortune.
А я вот являюсь как бы этим дядей, который пришел вам сказать, что у вас есть эта огромная удача.
I'm even giving you the shovel. Shovel it, you know, the shovel. I'm giving you the shovel. How to dig it up?
Я вам даю эту лопату, чтобы выкопать клад.
Are you ready to start digging?
Вы готовы начать копать?
Here's the shovel.
Есть эта лопата.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna.
Все, что вам надо делать, это просто повторять Hare Krishna.
Then you will unearth the greatest opulence, the greatest wealth, the greatest treasure that has ever been known in the history of the universe.
И вы выкопаете из земли очень большое богатство, большое, как бы,
It is right there within your heart. You've had it with you at every minute. But due to ignorance, you did not know. And therefore, you have foolishly suffered in this material existence. So that's all we're really saying. Chant Hare Krishna. And be happy. So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Если Кришна самодостаточен, нужно ли ему наше предание в виде любви? Любовь заключается в преданном служении. Или он хочет нас сделать, наши души счастливыми. Или и то. То есть он хочет нуждаться в нашей любви в виде преданного служения. Или хочет нас сделать просто счастливыми. Он самодостаточен.
Кришна is self-satisfied. But he... Two reasons. Maybe he wants us to be happy, or he wants our love. What is, how to say, more? What is the reason he wants us to become devotees?
So that we can become happy.
Он просто хочет, чтобы мы стали счастливыми.
He wants your love so that you can be happy.
Он хочет вашей любви для того, чтобы вы стали счастливыми.
Krishna can't stand to see you suffering.
Krishna просто не может терпеть, он не выносит этой ситуации, видя, что вы страдаете.
He wants you to awaken your love for him so that you can become unlimitedly happy.
Он хочет, чтобы вы пробудили свою любовь к нему, чтобы вы стали в конце концов безгранично счастливыми.
All you have to do is beg him, my dear Lord Krishna, please bless me, I can develop my pure love for you now. Just beg him every day.
И все, что мы должны делать, это молиться. И вот, дорогой Господь Кришна, пожалуйста, позволь мне пробудить любовь к Тебе прямо сейчас. И мы должны таким образом молиться каждый день.
You will do this every morning when you wake up.
Если вы будете делать таким образом каждое утро, когда вы встаете.
Every day without fail, pray, my dear Lord Krishna, please bless me that I can develop my pure love for you.
Каждый день без пропуска, если вы будете таким образом обращаться к нему и говорить, мой дорогой Господь Кришна, позволь мне, чтобы эта любовь проявилась к тебе.
I guarantee your life will be successful.
Я гарантирую, что ваша жизнь она станет успешной.
You have to make that prayer the pivot point, the center of your existence.
Нужно сделать эту молитву таким центром своей жизни.
My dear Lord Krishna, please bless me that I can develop my pure love for you.
Мой дорогой Господь Кришна, пожалуйста, благослови меня, чтобы я развил чистую любовь к Тебе.
So now you will do that?
Вы будете это делать?
You will pray every day like that? Thank you very much. Next question. Yes.
You said that ignorance is the cause of our suffering.
Yes.
In what symptoms it, how to say, manifest? What is, how to say?
Yes. Of course, ignorance means the mind is covered. Intelligence is covered by illusion.
Это невежество означает то, что ум покрыт иллюзией, и разум они покрыты иллюзией.
It's very easy to see if someone is ignorant when they speak things which are against the teachings of Krishna, then obviously they're ignorant.
Очень легко заметить, что кто-то, например, какой-то человек находится в невежестве, если он, то, что он говорит, оно полностью противоположно тому, что Krishna говорит священному.
When they act in ways that are contrary to the scriptural injunctions, obviously they are ignorant.
И когда человек он действует противоположно наставлениям или указаниям, которые содержатся в священном писании, то это явно то, что он находится в невежестве.
And if you could see all the thoughts that were in their mind, any thoughts which are not in harmony with the scripture, they are ignorant.
И точно так же, если мы можем прослеживать мысли в уме, то можем заметить, что как приходят эти мысли, которые не находятся в соответствии с священным писанием.
Бхагавад-гита Шримад Бхагаватам.
Бхагавад-гита Шримад Бхагаватам.
This is knowledge.
Это является знанием.
Whatever thoughts you have that are in harmony with Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is proper thoughts.
И различные мысли, которые у вас могут быть, которые находятся в соответствии со Шримад Бхагавад Гитой, это правильные мысли.
Otherwise, those are ignorant thoughts if they are against the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
А по-другому эти мысли являются невежественными, если они находятся в противоречии с сознанием, которое находится в Бхагавад Гите и Шримад Бхагаватам.
So all you really have to do is carefully study these books.
Поэтому все, что нам необходимо делать, это очень внимательно изучать эти книги.
Learn how to see everything through the eyes of the scriptures.
Учиться видеть все глазами Писания.
This way you become a learned Brahmin.
И таким образом вы можете стать очень ученым Брахманом.
One who knows the absolute truth.
Тот, кто знает абсолютную истину.
And then when you put these teachings into practice,
и тогда, когда вы изучите учение, вы его на практике реализуете,
you become a Brahmin Vaishnava.
Вы станете Брахманом Вайшнавом.
One who has realized the absolute truth.
Тем, кто осознал абсолютную истину.
Does that answer your question? Next question.
In some places, Prabhupada is very strong about impersonalists and Buddhists.
Very strong about impersonalists and Buddhists?
Yeah. No,
yes.
And some places, he told that this same transcendental group, you know.
Yes.
Maybe you explain.
Yes.
Так что Прабхупада очень сильно негативно отзывается о имперсоналистах, последователях пустоты и буддистах. Но в другом месте он где-то говорит, что это тоже духовный класс трансценденталисты.
I can give you a very potent example in this regard.
Я могу вам дать очень сильный пример в этой связи.
In one place, Prabhupada calls the impersonalists mahatmas.
В одном месте Шрила Прабхупада он называет имперсоналистов махатмами.
In the Bhagavatam.
В Шриме Бхагаватам.
In the Bhagavad Gita he says they are not mahat.
А в Бхагавад Гите он говорит, что они не являются махатмами.
So what is the proper understanding?
Итак, каково является правильное понимание?
How they can be mahatma and not be mahatma at the same time?
Как они одновременно в то же самое время могут быть и не быть махатмами?
In one sense, they are
mahatmas.
Because they know I am not this body. I am spirit. So to a certain extent, they are
mahatmas.
And when it comes to bowing down to Krishna, They will not do that. So, in that sense, they are, when it comes to practical application, they are Duratma. So, theoretically, to a certain extent, they are Mahatma. But when it comes to actual practice, they are Duratma. And here is the significant point in this connection. This is a point that Prabhupada personally made to me in a letter from Paris. Knowledge without practice becomes dry and useless. So the impersonalist, he may temporarily fly in the sky of Brahman as a Mahatma. But because he does not apply the actual science of surrendering to the Supreme, after due course of time, patanti yadho, they fall down. He comes down and becomes karmi, sense enjoyer again. Why? Because Bhagavatam says he had no regard for the lotus feet of the Lord. So he is called liberated. And we even have that term for such liberation. So yuja mukti. But Bhagavatam says vimukti maninath. Means in the only in the mind. It's liberation of the mind only. It's not real liberation. So he's not really liberated, although he may appear to be. So we may say Mahatma, but he will fall from that position. So he's not really full on Mahatma. He's partial Mahatma. Questions more? Yes.
We have some information what is the first initiation, but second initiation, what it means. Can you explain more detail what it means, all this?
Actually, when one has the first initiation, he is initiated, full on. He is full initiated disciple. First initiation means Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is sufficient for liberation from the cycle of birth and death. But second initiation, that is enhancement. That enhances the chanting of the chant Gayatri Mantra after second initiation. That is further enhancement for chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Actually, first initiation is meant for creating Brahmins.
На самом деле, первая инициация, она предназначена для того, чтобы брахманов создавать.
But they are not given full status as Brahman. They have to prove themselves first. Just like in, I don't know about in Estonia, but in the US, when you get driver's license, you can get a learner's permit or a full permit.
Я не знаю, как у вас в Эстонии, но в Америке там перед тем, как получить права, там дают такое.
Learner's permit entitles you to drive.
Есть какая-то бумага, которая позволяет вам ездить уже на машине.
But you must have a licensed driver in the front seat of the car when you drive.
Но все-таки нужно, когда вы же едете на машине, вам нужно, права иметь какие-то.
So first initiation is, in one sense, it's a learner's permit.
То есть,
for acting as Brahman.
Поэтому точно так же, то есть нужно какое-то такое разрешение, если мы сами едем, и точно так же с брахманом.
Of course, these are crude examples. These are crude or rough examples. When he has taken first initiation, he is fully accepted as the disciple of that spiritual master. But before he is completely recognized as a qualified Brahman, he must receive second initiation.
Но с тем, чтобы его признали как уже полностью квалифицированного брахмана, то он должен получить вторую инициацию.
Any other questions?
Какие-то другие вопросы?
Отсюда, насчет буддизма, значит, он бесполезный. Это путь бесполезный, значит.
Out of the previous question, is it Buddhism is how to say, not valuable at all.
Ну, к самоубийству
ведет. Because it leads to for suicide.
Yes, yeah, so what's the question?
Это насчет буддизма, что это учение, тогда оно как бы бесполезное, если оно не ведет к совершенной личности.
About teaching of Buddhism, is it leads, how to say, is it useless, for example, or leads to
Buddhism was very valuable in the history of India. Because when just prior to the advent of Lord Buddha, the people had become so degraded that they were killing the cows. And they said, this is authorized in the Vedic scriptures. They took some descriptions of cow sacrifice from the Vedas. And they twisted them for their own heinous or wicked desires.
Как где убивают коров, и они оправдывали свою слабость и проводили такие.
The cow sacrifice described in the Vedas.
Вот это жертвоприношение коровы, оно описывается в Ведах.
Was not cow killing.
Но это на самом деле не является убийством коровы.
It was cow rejuvenation.
Это является как бы обновлением, омоложением коровы.
The Brahmins would take an old cow and put that cow into the sacrificial fire while chanting mantras. And that cow would come out of the fire with a brand new young calf's body. The cow was not killed.
То есть корова она не убивалась этим самым.
The cow was given a young body, that's all.
То есть корова просто получала новое тело и все.
Just imagine if we could do that now, how popular we would be.
Просто представьте, если бы могли это произвести.
Let all the old people come.
Тогда бы все старые люди пришли бы.
We will chant some mantras.
Мы читали мантры.
We will put you into the fire; it won't even hurt.
Положили бы в огонь.
And you come out as a teenager. the Hare Krishna movement would become very, very popular. But there are no such qualified Brahmins to chant those mantras now. So anyway, just prior to the advent of Lord Buddha, they were killing the cows in the name